This Friday, the Emmy Award-winning Netflix original House of Cards returns with 13 new episodes. In the third season of the political drama, the protagonist, Frank Underwood, played by Kevin Spacey, is back as, spoiler alert, turn it down if you don't want to hear, the President of the United States. He's speaking here to a staffer.
As head of this team, and I think I speak for everyone, we have done...
Speaking as the president who chose this team and for whom it works, I want $500 billion to put 10 million people to work. I don't care how much it hurts. I don't care how controversial it is. Your job is to find a way.
House of Cards is a favorite among critics, including our own Eric Deggans, NPR's TV critic. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
So I am very excited, for one, about House of Cards coming back. I think it's a great show. It's won Emmy Awards. It's won Golden Globes. But how does it do with audiences?
Well, that's the open question, because Netflix doesn't tell people what its viewership ratings are, right? Mm. So they do disclose, you know, how many subscribers they have and stuff like that. And I have interviewed the chief content officer of Netflix, Ted Sarandos, and he says that House of Cards is a major driver of subscriptions, which is what's important for them. So when the show debuts, people want to see it. It encourages them to buy Netflix and to retain Netflix. But we don't know specific numbers because they won't tell us.
So what's the business model then if you don't know specific ratings for a given show?
Well, that's what's so interesting about all these different sort of online television services. So with Netflix, there's a sense that it's all about using the content to get people to subscribe to the service. So they're kind of like HBO in a way. They create this really unique original content, and the whole idea is to make people want to get Netflix, right? But if you're Amazon, now Amazon's had a lot of success with its original series, Transparent, about a man who's telling his adult kids that he wants to become a woman. And they've also had limited success with other shows, including one called Alpha House. It's about a bunch of congressmen living together in D.C.
Right.
Now, they want to own everything, right? They want to own the Amazon Fire device that you use to put streaming video on your TV. They also want to sell you material related to the TV show. They might want to sell you T-shirts. And then they also want to create the shows that you watch. So that's a totally different revenue model. And again, they don't tell us who's watching these shows or how they're deciding whether or not they're profitable for Amazon to get involved with. And so we don't know how they're making these decisions at all.
But Nielsen, the ratings company, announced last year that it was going to begin tracking Netflix audiences, just like they do broadcast and cable shows. Is that going to change the game?
Well, what Nielsen is talking about doing is tracking TV shows that air on a bunch of different platforms, and sometimes they're on Netflix or Amazon Prime. So they go to FX and they say, hey, if you want to know how Sons of Anarchy is being viewed across all these different platforms, we can do that. They cannot do original series on Netflix or Amazon. They won't be able to tell you how many people watched House of Cards or how many people watched Transparent. That's something only the companies can tell us, and they have decided that they're not going to share that information. Netflix has never canceled an original series. You know, they've never decided that viewership is so low for any of the new series that they've done that they will not do another season of it. So it's hard to know how they judge.
Well, how long can they keep that a secret, really?
Well, you know, I look at the radio industry now. Arbitron is the service that measures radio ratings, and they are very stingy with ratings, and they will punish people who are subscribers who leak information to the public without authorization, saying that it's proprietary information. So we don't know, for example, exactly how many people listen to Rush Limbaugh or exactly how many people listen to a syndicated star like Sean Hannity, because Arbitron keeps that information very closely held. And they've done that for decades. So it's entirely possible that these online companies could do the same thing.
So, Eric, besides House of Cards, which, as we said, is coming out the third season later this week, what are you excited about in the area of streaming programming?
Well, there's a few things I'm interested in. Amazon actually picked up a show called The Man in the High Castle. They have a pilot that they released, and now they're going to make a series out of it. It's from Frank Spotnitz, the guy who was involved. He was an executive producer on The X-Files, and it's about what would have happened if the Nazis and Japan had won World War II. What would America look like? And so I think that's kind of really exciting, and I'm looking forward to seeing that. And of course, you know, as you said, we've got House of Cards coming on Friday. And for people who love political intrigue, I think it's really going to be interesting. And I've only seen the first six episodes. Can't wait to see them all.
And before we let you go, a big night tonight, the end of Parks and Recreation on NBC. Your thoughts on that as this great comedy comes to an end?
Well, it's interesting. I mean, this is a show that has gotten lots of acclaim, but not a lot of viewership. And last week we saw the end of Two and a Half Men.
Right.
That was a show that got lots of viewership and not very much critical acclaim. And so this show's going out really strong. It has a great spate of episodes. The finale is going to be wonderful. But I just wish the networks could figure out a way to make a really good comedy that lots of people want to watch.
Eric Deggans, NPR's TV critic. Eric, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
I'll be in mourning tonight.
I know, me too. What a great show.
Unbelievable.